Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. We got an interesting diary by Daniel to start out with today. He looked at a malware fake antivirus that is using some sort of interesting domain names. All these domain names are within the .in top level domain that I believe is the country level domain for India. And in my opinion, at least, the domain names appear to be somewhat auto-generated based on words that may be associated with antivirus. Microsoftkeeper.in is probably one of the better domain names or higher risks protection, but then there are also some somewhat nonsensical domain names like keepperformanceworms.in that are being used by this campaign. All of these domain names resolve to the same address range, 204.152.214. However, of course, this particular address range may have changed by the time you are listening to this. The malware itself keeps changing as usual, and antivirus has, as usual, a pretty bad detection rate on current versions of this threat. And in addition to an exploit for the XML parsing vulnerability in Microsoft Office, we also now have an exploit as part of Metasploit that will attack a recent patched vulnerability in Internet Explorer. This vulnerability is CVE-2012-1875, and it was addressed in the June update MS-12037. Back then, the Microsoft Bulletin noted that this threat had already been exploited in a limited fashion, but with an exploit now being available, of course, in Metasploit, we may see more widespread exploitation. And talking about antivirus, security researcher Brendan Dixon came up with an interesting way to encode PDFs that will hide old exploits from antivirus engines. There's a specific, more modern PDF format called XDP, which essentially uses XML but then encodes the actual PDF content in Base64. Once you represent a PDF in this particular format, it appears that the particular exploit in the PDF is no longer recognized by current antivirus engines. This idea is actually not new, as the author points out, and has been first described, according to this author, in early 2011, so it's kind of over a year old. But according to the experiment that he documents in his blogs, it still appears to work pretty well. And Google published some statistics from its safe browsing service. What Google is doing as part of spidering the web is it is trying to detect if a site serves up either a phishing site or malware or other kinds of exploits. Now, Google is doing that for about 5 years now. And between 2007 and 2009, Google has seen a huge increase in these sites to up to 300,000, and since then actually again a decrease, and we're now back to something like 100,000 infected sites discovered monthly. However, one recent trend that Google is pointing out is that the number of phishing sites has risen to new heights, and we are now at about 300,000 phishing sites being discovered monthly. Now, the data fluctuates somewhat, so chances are it will go down rather rapidly again, but at this point it looks like phishing is certainly at an uptick here. So are attack sites, sites that actually spread, for example, fake antivirus. But anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.